3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Short and Sweet, a podcast where we... Oops. We're going to start over.
You're fine.
We're going to start over. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Short and... I can't do the intro! I can't! I was going to say passionately interested again!
I didn't realize we changed the name of our podcast.
I know.
It's a long one now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Short and Sweet, a podcast within a podcast where we discuss things that are sweet. I'm Curtis.
I'm Nick.
So I was like, I had to do four takes. It was like the fourth take, and I still didn't do it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Short and Sweet. It's a podcast within a podcast where we talk about... I was trying to say discuss. I'm getting the intros mixed up. We're going to talk about sweets. Fuck. Okay. All right.
It's been a week.
It has. It's been a week, and it's been a while since we've done Short and Sweet. Man, we're going to roll in from a really nice 8-bit intro to that garbage. It's fine.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, shit. My kid's not home right now, so she's not asleep, so I don't have to be quiet. That's great. Okay. It's going to be a slightly different audio energy for the people. Hi, everybody. How you all been doing? We're going to talk about Japanese sweets.
Yeah.
I've been... First, I have been absolutely dying all week long for cinnamon rolls, and I don't know why. Like, I would literally do some pretty illegal things for cinnamon rolls right
well,
now.
Well, I would just like to tell you that the place by me that sells boba has a wonderful cinnamon roll milk tea.
What? I bet that's so good.
It was very good. I got it with the traditional boba pearls, tapioca pearls, just because having a fruit-flavored popping pearl just didn't seem right with the cinnamon roll flavor, and
oh,
I think I
yeah.
made the right choice.
I think you made the right choice, too. I haven't had boba in a while, and now I want boba.
Yeah, this place had, like, 60 different flavor combinations. It was great.
That's awesome. The last one I had, I think, was, like, a kiwi passion fruit
that
boba. Yeah, and I got these little square rainbow fruit jellies instead of the actual boba. They were like little fruit chews in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I might... can I fit a run to Banh Mi Barista, which is the Thai place nearby that gives... that has boba that I go to. Can I... run there before leaving for game? We're going
to
find out.
See, the question I'm going to pose to you is, will you ever know if you don't try?
Oh, man. Oh, no. It's philosophical. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Philosophical and Sweet.
A place where we discuss candy and the secrets of life.
Oh, no. A place where we cushion the existential dread by talking about candy.
Fun fact, the place with the boba delivers.
Oh, no. Guess who's going to have boba in 15 to 20 minutes?
This is not good. 13 to 23 minutes,
okay.
Actually.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a short episode, so order it while we talk. You got this. Okay, I'm just going to roll straight into it. I have three topics pulled up, and I'm going to do them in this order.
Uh-huh.
I want to discuss Dongo.
Yeah.
For actually a specific reason I'll get into for a minute. And then by extension, I want to talk about mochi a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a list of Japanese exclusive Kit Kat flavors that they all sound absolutely delicious. So I'm going to go down that. But I'm going to do Dongo first. And then I'll let you talk about one of the things that you have pulled up. Mm-hmm. And we'll just back and forth.
Yeah.
So Dongo is a Japanese dumpling made from rice flour mixed with Uruchi rice flour, so it's two rice flours, apparently, and glutinous rice flour. It's a lot of flours. It's rice flour, Uruchi rice flour, and glutinous rice flour? Wow. Okay. It is different from the method of making mochi, which is what brought that up for me, which is made after steaming glutinous rice. Dongo is usually finished Dango is usually finished round shaped. That's a weird sentence. 3 to 5 dango are often served on a skewer. So they're like these little chewy rice balls almost. Like it's made with rice flour, but it's not like a bunch of like a clumped up ball of like ball of rice. It's not like a onigiri. That's the name of that.
I guess the easiest way of explaining it is if people out there have had mochi and not dango, it's a very similar texture.
They're like these little chewy, they're like marbles. They're like chewy sticky marbles, basically. I think I put that the least appetizing way possible.
Dumpling? Is
yeah.
this the word
yeah,
dumpling?
Yeah, that's for? A much better word. They're like tiny little round dumplings that they put on a skewer, and then they either themselves are flavored, or they get covered with like a sweet syrup. And you can look them up. It's actually really cute. One of the ones that there's actually an emoji for dango on most phones, and it is the pink, green, white combo, which apparently is a very traditional like color combo. And it says that the I believe the green one, I think it's red bean and no flavor and green tea, which is matcha. So those are I think those are the red, white, green color flavors. The reason that I wanted to talk about dango and what put it in my mind is that I've been playing a whole lot of Monster Hunter Rise on the Switch, and in Monster Hunter Rise, the way that you eat food to prep for, like, when you're going to go out on a hunt, because the whole game is about fighting, like, hunting down and fighting big monsters. You just kind of grind it over and over. Very good game. If you like that, if that sounds fun, it's very Japanese, very anime. It's by Capcom. Like, huge weapons and giant monsters. So, if that sounds cool, you should check it out. However, the food that you eat to prep are dango. You buy, like, a set of 3, and you choose a flavor, and the flavor will give you special buffs and stuff like that. But that is like the main food that you eat because you want to eat the dango before you go on the hunt. And they, so I've just been watching my character shovel so much dango into their face. I'm just like, oh no.
It's always the worst when you're watching like a TV show or playing a video game and the characters are constantly eating the same thing because you just look at it and go, I want it.
Yeah. It's like when I was playing Pokemon Legends of Arceus, the characters during like after big events happen story-wise, the main characters sit at this same restaurant and get potato mochi every time. And I really want potato mochi now. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it is basically just a larger Japanese version of gnocchi, but man, it's how good. So there are a few different kinds of popular dango. There's one called Anko dango, which is commonly covered with a sweetened red bean paste. There's cha dango, which is matcha, green tea flavored. Shoyu dango is a kind of baked dango and is seasoned with soy sauce. So that one seems like it's more savory. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can eat dango. Like there are sweet versions and there are savory versions. And we need a place in town that makes dango. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, so there is a place by, well, I say by me. It's a 20, 30 minute drive, depending on who's driving. Very authentic Japanese food. Very shady looking building. But it is absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's very authentic. You go in there and they just have pictures of food on the wall. You fill out a card of what you want and you just hand the card to the person at the counter. And then they call your number.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they have dango there and it was very good. It was not what I was expecting because they called it mochi and it was not mochi.
Mislabeled.
But, yeah. Which, in all fairness, was not the only thing mislabeled in there.
Oh.
Like I said.
Oops.
Very authentic.
Yeah. English not there.
No.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. That is very, very fair for them to write mochi and be like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're having somebody write the stuff for them and they just didn't know what they were writing.
Or looked at it and got confused which one.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, though. I'm incredibly jealous because I would love to be able to go buy dango from... I'm just going to have to learn how to make dango. That's how this is going to have to go.
It is an option.
Yeah.
It's the hardest of the options, but it is an option.
It is the hardest of the options. Yeah. I have to learn a new skill, but that's fine. So what's one of yours?
So the one I want to talk about, Compito. Compito? What? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it's said. I don't actually remember. It's sugar. It's just sugar candy. A bit redundant. It's literally just sugar.
Okay.
It looks like little stars almost.
Oh.
I guarantee you've seen it.
Yeah.
If you've seen Spirited Away. The little colorful things that are fed to the soot sprites.
Yeah, the little that's soot Compito. Sprite candies. Okay.
What was it? Super Mario Galaxy. The star bits.
Oh, yeah.
That's Compito. Yeah, it's very iconic.
Cool. Yeah, fun fact, is, actually.
Yeah, fun fact I just learned today. Not Japanese in origin.
Oh, where are they from?
Portugal.
Oh.
Yeah, it was introduced to Japan in the early 16th century by Portuguese traders.
Oh, and if I remember from our history episode right, that is shortly after they opened their borders back up.
Mm-hmm. They didn't really have the infrastructure or the technology for the level of refining sugar mm-hmm. that other places had, and because Compito uses a lot of sugar, because it's literally just sugar, it was very rare and expensive, and in fact, a Portuguese missionary in 1569 presented a glass flask of the candy in order to obtain a permit for missionary work in Japan.
Wow. I need this official government work. What do you have to trade? Candy. Deal. Here's your fucking paperwork, nerd.
So it's still made by artisans today. It takes 7 to 13 days to make it.
Wow.
Because it involves sugar and syrup just building and building and building as it rolls around.
Okay. Oh, so it's like a layering kind of candy.
Exactly. And
okay.
In the end, it comes out with that kind of iconic starburst shape.
Star shape, not starburst.
Well, like a... yeah.
Classic, yeah, the actual word of star... American candy has made it so that we can't say starburst shape, and people are not like, so a square.
You're not wrong. Okay, fine. No, it has nothing to do with starburst candies, which are also good, but not the topic today.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. We I think we talked about that in a different one. It's fine. So, not now.
So yes, it is essentially just rock candy, but I don't know. There's something about it, in my opinion, that makes it more unique. And again, it was an instance of seeing something in an anime and going, what is that? I want it.
Yeah.
And finding out that is actually a thing and going to get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like watching any of Food Wars. Like,
I have intentionally not watched Food Wars because I know how I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also, it's an interesting one.
I've heard it's not just food. But it's
food and fan service.
But anime food just looks another level of delicious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's bad.
It's unfair.
Uh-huh. It just makes me hungry. Yeah, so I should not watch it.
Yeah, it is incredibly unfair. I found something weird and I don't know. I was just kind of like sitting on the Dongo page. I saw one more thing before we move on to another one.
Mm-hmm.
There is apparently a type of Dongo called Niku Dongo. It is a Japanese meatball made with chicken.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't like that there is the potential for me to use the word dongo and end up with a meatball, not just because I'm a vegetarian, but because the idea of accidentally eating meat when you're expecting a rice ball instead.
Yeah.
Sounds like the worst thing possible.
That's kind of a biting into something going, whoa.
Yeah, whoa, no.
So, before you move on to yours, I did just read something else about Compito. Then you can move on to yours.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Japanese imperial family has actually used this candy as an official welcome gift continuously for over 130 years.
I need some now.
That's how iconic this candy is to Japanese culture.
And now I need some.
Well, good news, it's actually surprisingly easy to find nowadays.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to have to buy some on the internet and give it a try.
Mm.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about was mochi. Mochi is a rice cake made of mochi gome, a short grain Japonico? We'll go with Japonico.
I'm looking at it, and yeah, whatever you think is best, I'm going to go with it.
just read with your heart. Your heart of hearts. Japonico glutinous rice, and sometimes other ingredients.
Called Sinica rice.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that helps.
Yeah.
and sometimes other ingredients, such as, I like this. I like that it's like, it's made with glutinous rice. Sometimes it's got water in it. It's like, I would hope so. I don't know how you're mixing it up otherwise. But other ingredients such as water, sugar, and cornstarch. The rice is pounded into paste and molded into the desired shape. In Japan, it is traditionally made in a ceremony called mochisuki. While eaten year-round, mochi is a traditional food for the Japanese New Year and is commonly sold and eaten during that time. So most mochi, or not most, I won't say most, I'm not going to say most, a lot of mochi that I have seen, I'm sure there are ones that aren't, but they have a cream filling inside of a variety of different flavors.
Mm-hmm. It's also very popular that you see nowadays is the ice cream center of a mochi.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is actually delicious. The easiest ones that I can find. I can actually find the ice cream filled mochi at Meijer and Costco.
Yes. Yep. It is. You can just, it's just in the ice cream section near like the like ice cream bars and, mm-hmm. and like, yeah, they're very good. I think there's vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, and mango, and matcha are the ones that they have in the ice cream. But then there are also ones that can be kept at room temperature that have just like a cream filling in it. And those come in flavors, similar flavors, like I've seen vanilla, chocolate, red bean paste, matcha, mango, and strawberry, I believe are all the ones that I have seen. Maybe also a coffee one. Popular uses. Confectionery, ice cream, soup!
Hey, yeah, you can use it in soup.
So there is also a white bean paste, apparently, but it says that they are typically filled with a sweet filling, such as sweetened red bean paste, also called anko, or white bean paste, shiro-an. Ichigo daifuku is a version containing a whole strawberry. I bet that's really, really good. And then kusa mochi is a green variety of mochi flavored with mugwort. It says that you can use, like you can fill it with ice cream. Like we said, they're called snow viewing daifuku or yukimi daifuku, which I guess is the typically what the, because I believe I have seen that before, but snow viewing is when it's filled with ice cream.
Oh, okay. Daifuku is actually a subsection of mochi.
Oh.
Because I was looking it up because I kept seeing it pop up and it is, it's small round mochi stuffed with a sweet filling.
Oh, so mochi is just like a food type and then daifuku is the dessert one specifically?
Like
that we're used to? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. There's also a savory or a more savory usage one. There's oshiruko or ozenzai is a sweet azuki bean soup with pieces of mochi. That might actually be good because they're probably like little dumplings.
Yeah.
That might actually be fire, to be honest. I had to cut it out because it didn't. I was like mumbling and then suddenly I yelled. But when I saw soup mochi, I was kind of put off for a minute. But now that I like actually read it, it's
now you're like, all right, maybe you got a point.
Yeah, all right, hear me out. Something else that I have seen online, I think I saw it on TikTok, is they use mochi to make like a donut style pastry. So it's like fried mochi donuts.
Interesting.
Yes. And it's actually on here, decorated mochi donuts. So instead of it being a like smooth cylinder like we typically see in American donuts, It is these like little round mochi balls that are stuck together in almost a or like in a ring, but it's like a bulbous ring because you've got little mochi bits that you can tear off.
I am just reading about them now. Apparently, they have made their way to the United States via Hawaii, which I have a feeling is how a lot of things come to America from Japan.
yeah. Tapioca flour produces mochi donuts
that are easy to pull apart. Here's the important line. Mochi donuts made from glutinous rice flour typically contain half the amount of calories as the standard cake or yeast donut. Well.
Oh, boy. We know what Nick's going to go hunting for now.
Need me some mochi donuts.
Yeah. I can eat a whole box and you get half the calories.
It's like I only ate a half dozen.
Dude, but cake donuts are so good. But now I want mochi donuts too. I'm gonna have to go eat some ice cream after we're done with this to get something in my face that's sugary.
Oh, I have some fire water that I can have.
The amount that you didn't accidentally rub onto your eyelid?
Listen, that's the the quote unquote private stock of the stuff I make. So, just as a heads up to everyone out
that's
there,
that's the eye taste. It's the private stock.
It is a beverage I make for LARP. It is a very sweet drink that contains a lot of cinnamon.
Yeah.
And then I make a quote unquote private stock version that you put. Well, hot peppers in and let those steep. So it gets real hot. And yeah, I may have gotten some of that on my eyelid.
Yeah, right before we started recording too, he's just sitting there and he goes, my eyelid's tingling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without fail, doesn't matter how much I wash my hands, there's always something I miss.
And you find it real fast.
Mm-hmm. You think I'd learn not to touch my face after touching any kind of hot thing, but no,
that'd be too easy. So what you have another candy, right?
Yes. So this one actually goes way back in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I first had them, they were Koala Yummies.
Oh.
Now they are Koalas March.
Oh.
I'm sure people have seen them. If not koalas, you can also see them as pandas sometimes.
I might have seen the panda version, actually.
They are essentially little kind of cookies filled with different kind of flavored filling, like chocolate tends to be a really really common one that you can find.
Oh.
Or strawberry, and in fact I think probably strawberry and chocolate are usually what I see in the store when I see them.
Are they kind of similar to like Hello Panda?
Yeah, it's okay. Exact same kind of concept. It's just the koalas were the ones that came to America first.
Right.
And they were the ones that I'm familiar with. Like those are, I remember getting those when I was really young.
Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. Like,
and then couldn't find them for the longest time. And then I saw them in the grocery store and I was like, oh my God, yes.
Were they as good as you remembered?
No. Still good, but not as good as I remember. But that's childhood for you. Yeah, Nothing is as good as you remember it.
No.
If it's still good.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently, which just found this out, it comes in a pineapple flavor.
I bet that's so good.
The worst part about it, the snack also comes in pineapple flavor, though it is rarer than the other flavors. Listen, it's hard enough to find anything besides chocolate and strawberry. Don't give me a mythical pineapple flavor, which is one of my favorite flavors.
Yeah. Well, it also says a rarer. The internet is a place I guarantee you can find it.
Well.
It's turning into the spicy candy episode. I thought you were doing the Elite Four music for a second.
Nope. Well, now I see what the pineapple koala's march looks like. Ooh, that's mango.
Ooh.
But
it's not going to hit as good as the pineapple, though.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Did you have more you wanted to say, or should I start going down the list of weird Kit Kats?
We can go to the Kit Kats.
Okay. He's lost. Like
it's not a very complicated snack. It's literally just kind of a cookie with a filling in it.
Yeah. And you can go to like a Meijer or a Walmart or probably a Target and go into the international section and find Hello Pandas, and those are very similar.
Yes. And actually, I see the koalas at Meijer. We were just in Five Below the other day, and they had a bunch of the Hello Pandas.
Oh, cool.
So if you see the Hello Pandas, exact same kind of snack. It's just panda versus koala.
Yeah. Panda versus koala. Da-da. This Friday on Sci-Fi. Okay, so I have this list pulled up, and I'm just gonna go down, because we all know what Kit Kat is. Well, a Kit Kat.
I'm kidding. Please don't.
It's a wafer stick covered in the chocolate. So a wafer thin. Wafer thin cookies. So there are 18 different flavors on this list of Japanese exclusive Kit Kat flavors that I did not know that most of these existed. I'm just going to go top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So there is Sakura Mochi, or Sakura Matcha. I have mochi on the brain. Sakura Matcha, which is cherry blossom green tea. There is Amao, a strawberry flavored brand made in Fukuoka, Kyushu. You know, when we decided to pick Japanese candies, we didn't think about the fact that we might have to phonetically pronounce words that we don't have in the lexicon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did not think that one through.
Number three. I hate that guy's video so much. Benimo, which is purple yam flavor. That one, I have not had purple yam anything before. I would be very curious to try that one.
It's interesting. I've Googled it, and boy, there's a lot of...
Challenging?
No. The problem is, how is that spelled?
Beniimo.
Ah, two eyes.
Yes, two eyes.
Ah, there it is. Apparently, with one eye, it is a candy bar.
Oh. I wonder if that's why they had to do two eyes.
No, it's actually two words.
Oh, Beniimo?
Beniimo.
Okay, well, this list didn't space them, so my apologies.
They're monsters.
They are monsters. They're ruining language. So the next one, this one sounds so good. Blueberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. The next one is Kankitsu Ogon Blend, which is golden citrus blend.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah,
citrus.
Yeah, that'd be a very light flavored Kit Kat that would be really good with some fruity mochi. Or I keep saying mochi boba. Oh my god. Okay. It's fine. Fruity boba. That would be good. Okay, I'm just gonna do the next one. Hojika, roasted green tea. So that was probably a little bit more of like a darker flavored matcha, almost, I would guess. Maybe a little bit more earthy tea flavor. Azuki Sando, which is azuki bean sandwich. I don't even know what an azuki bean is, so I can't comprehend what that would taste like.
Mm.
Kuromitsu, brown sugar syrup. That one would be good. Nine is Le Lectier. There's not even a description next to that one. So the next one. Yatsuhashi, cinnamon cookie flavored Kit Kat. That would be really good. I'm going to speed pass this next one to the one after that because it's yours. But also, I really want to take a crack at this pronunciation. So there is rum soaked raisins is a flavor. That would probably be pretty good.
I imagine that would be pretty good.
And then, all right, let me get this wind up. Yawatayai Sogoro Ichimi. Yawatayai Sogoro Ichimi. I think I did it. Probably without offending anybody. It's Japanese chili pepper.
Interesting. I'm now Googling.
I was waiting to hear the tippy-tappy.
Oh, hey, look. I'm on a Honolulu magazine talking about Japanese Kit Kats. Color me shocked.
Yep. Shinshu Ringo is an apple flavored brand made in Shinshu, Nagano, Japan. I bet the apple one would be really, really good too. I'm just going to blast through these last ones. Strawberry cheesecake, Tochiotome, a strawberry flavored made in Tochigi, Japan. Wasabi.
Mm.
Wasabi flavored
cake. That one, I don't think would go good. I don't like the flavor of wasabi.
Wasabi is a means for spice in soy sauce. I don't think I would. I mean, well, I like wasabi peas, though.
See, I enjoy the spice, the heat of wasabi. I don't like the flavor of wasabi.
Do you not like horseradish either?
No.
Okay, then that makes sense, because wasabi is just Japanese horseradish. The last two are Zunda, which is mashed and boiled green soybeans as a flavor for Kit Kats.
You know, one thing that I do find fascinating about a lot of the Japanese candies and stuff, they have savory flavors.
Yeah, I know. And that's, that's it hits different.
It's fascinating to me. And I wish there was more of a market for that here, just because, I don't know, I think it'd be a more interesting thing.
Yeah, it would open up some options for, and like the way you think of Kit Kats, because it's like, oh, I'm going to get a Kit Kat. That might be like the flavor wise similar to munching on a couple of like easily portable potato chips. And then the last one is passion fruit,
which that's just a good flavor all around. Yeah, typically.
that's just a good one. There is a secret flavor though that you have to kind of scroll down. There's a few secret flavors, actually, now that I'm looking at it. But there's one specific that I want to talk about before we wrap up. There is a sake-flavored Kit Kat.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. The sake-flavored Kit Kat contains 0.4% alcohol per bar. So it actually is gently alcoholic. So it is a gently alcoholic sake flavored Kit Kat bar.
Interesting.
Yes. Very interesting. I don't think that's my thing. I'm excited that it sounds like it's your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that you can order small, like individually sized variety bag of Japanese Kit Kats.
Okay.
Was that right?
It's just talking about Nestle Japan's latest and boldest creation, sake-flavored Kit Kat.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's got some really cool packaging. I will give it that.
So apparently in Japan, there is not a most popular flavor. They're all equally popular.
Well, when you have 75 different flavors.
I know. Apparently the most popular type of Kit Kat in Japan, though, are the mini ones. So it's not that there is a favorite flavor. There is a favorite Kit Kat size, which is the minis. Yeah.
Why can't we have that variety of flavor here?
I don't know.
Don't give me that, oh, there's not a market for it. No, there is.
There is. We just don't. We just do big food. We do food big. Big food. America big.
America doesn't have a market for a variety of flavors. I call bullshit.
Yeah, it's stupid. I have been seeing stuff like blueberry muffin flavored Kit Kats, and I didn't buy them at the time, and I don't know why.
You know what? I think I see why we don't get the interesting flavors of Kit Kat here.
Why?
Remember what I said about Nestle Japan introducing sake flavored Kit Kat?
Yeah.
Nestle doesn't make Kit Kat in the United States. Hershey does.
Whoa!
So it's another one of those instances of different companies, same product, run differently.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. That's kind of like how I don't like that.
It's kind of like how Cadbury candy in the United States isn't actually Cadbury.
Oh, I feel like you've mentioned that to me before.
It sucks because you used to be able to actually get Cadbury chocolate here in the United States and it was great. And then I don't remember who bought the rights and it just, no.
Some douchebag.
Pretty much. And they changed it and it's just It's not good.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, that's what the internet is for. You can order the Japanese stuff straight to your house.
I mean, I also know of a couple, like, I know of a Scottish deli that's not too far away that actually has UK imported snacks and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, they got some really good things. And haggis. They have haggis there, too.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Listen, they had these potato chips that were haggis and cracked black pepper. They were really good.
Okay. All right. Well, I am happy for you that you found those and that you enjoyed them.
It was interesting. Nobody else wanted to try the chips. Like, come on, guys.
I can't imagine why. Oh, thank you everyone so much for listening. Short and Sweet's theme music is Little Cactus by Felix Pedersen on YouTube. Special thanks to our social media manager, Azriel Jones. Join us next time. We know this one was a little weird, but hopefully you enjoyed it and are looking forward to the next one. And the next episode will be a full Passionately Interested. I'm Curtis.
I'm Nick.
Stay sweet, babies.